From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, in states that opted not to expand Medicaid under Obamacare, rural hospitals are having a difficult time. We'll have a report from Missouri.
But first to Washington, where Janet Yellen, the chair of the Federal Reserve, gave her semi-annual report to the Senate Banking Committee today. And this time, for the first time since she took office a year ago, the committee is controlled by Republicans. Wall Street is watching her words very closely and took note of her comments this morning. She said interest rates, which have remained at historically low levels since the financial crisis, won't be going up for the next few months.
If economic conditions continue to improve, as the committee anticipates, the committee will at some point begin considering an increase in the target range for the federal funds rate on a meeting-by-meeting basis.
She said the Fed is still worried about a weak labor market. Joining us from Washington is Craig Torres, who covers the Federal Reserve for Bloomberg News. Craig, was that a surprise, what Yellen said about interest rates?
No, not really. She's trying to, you know, pivot out of this zero interest rate policy they've had since December 2008. That's a long time to keep money at basically zero return. But it's, you know, she has worries about the labor market, even though unemployment's below 6%, wages aren't that strong, and there are other signs of slack. And also inflation's pretty low. And those are their two mandates from Congress.
So do you have any more sense after listening to her today about when interest rates might be going up?
Yeah, so it's kind of qualified on we want to see unemployment move even lower and get some of these long-term unemployed back into the labor force. But we also want to see some firmness on inflation. And that's going to be hard because you've had oil prices basically crash.
Yeah.
You have a strong dollar, which is keeping imported goods lower. So maybe a while, sometime this year, but could be June, could be later, September possibly.
Now, as we said, this was Yellen's first time before a Republican-controlled Senate Banking Committee. Everyone was watching to see how Republicans were going to interact with her, were going to question her. Let's listen here to Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
The financial and economic crisis is over. It's been over for years, at least 6 or 7 years, and yet we still maintain crisis-level interest rates.
How did Yellen respond to that?
Well, she talked about slack, but you're hitting the right notes here, because what I found most interesting was Chairman Shelby, Richard Shelby of Alabama's opening statement, where he said, there is greater need now for additional oversight by Congress and further reforms. So this whole thing, you know, the Federal Reserve Act's about 101 years old, 1913, so it's kind of in play. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year with Republicans in charge of both houses.
You're talking about audit the Fed here, that people want more oversight of the Federal Reserve?
I don't think it's so much about audit as it is you need to be accountable to us. During the crisis, the Fed did things. It wasn't completely accountable to the public. You're talking to a guy who asked them to reveal the Bear Stearns portfolio, and they resisted. And I just think Congress says, you report to us. Let's get some right order in this thing. So it's about transparency on monetary policy and about transparency on financial regulation.
Although this idea of auditing the Fed did come up, Sherrod Brown, the Democrat from Ohio, asked about legislation to do just that. Here's what Janet Yellen had to say.
Audit the Fed is a bill that would politicize monetary policy, would bring short-term political pressures to bear on the Fed.
Craig, tell us a little bit more about this audit the Fed debate.
So there have been various bills. It started with Ron Paul during, after the financial crisis. And what they want is kind of there's a government agency that reviews how other government agencies behave. And they want that agency to go in and look at monetary policy decisions and say, well, did they make, you know, the right judgments? The Fed's resisting that. They feel that's too much scrutiny, and they also feel they're plenty transparent as it stands. So that's kind of the debate. They don't want people looking over their shoulder, especially politicians, as they're setting interest rates. That's it in a nutshell.
I have to ask you about Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who it appears was pretty tough with Yellen. Tell us what happened.
Well, she asked Yellen about a leak. I actually wrote that story for Bloomberg. There was a leak of FOMC information The Fed investigated. We don't know what happened to that investigation. And then she also grilled Chairman Yellen on how the Fed, in her mind, appeared to be supporting banks and the movement of certain regulations. So, it was fairly aggressive and pointed.
Would you say that the tone in general was different today than in previous years when it's been Democrats in control?
A little bit. So I think there is momentum to do something on accountability. I don't want to say audit. Something on oversight. Something on transparency. It's hard to say where it'll end up, but I do feel this has momentum, and I do feel there are certain things Democrats can live with, especially on regulatory transparency. Let's not forget, Jeremy, the Fed right now is the supervisor of firms like GE Capital and some insurance companies.
Craig Torres, economy and Federal Reserve reporter for Bloomberg News in Washington. Thank you, Craig.